fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance Podcast. My name is Dan, and I'll be your host today. Time for action. All right? Time for action. Now, I haven't done the quotes lately, but maybe you've heard this one. I'm sure all of you have. If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours forever. If it doesn't, then it was never meant to be. Now, does that sound like the Wisconsin Republican Party? Huh? Maybe it was never meant to be. Maybe it's time to let them go. Say enough is enough. You won't change. You won't. You won't. Corruption is okay. Pay to play is okay. All right? Having every, out of 99 reps, 98 of them are useless because it all depends on Robin Voss. Don't believe me? Listen on, as I will get into it from somebody who was in the inside. All right? So I'm calling on all patriots. I really am. I really am. Over the years, we said we were Republicans. You know, but then there was the rise of the rhinos. So many of us called ourselves conservatives. But then the rhinos began calling themselves conservatives. You know? So then we said, okay, no, we're constitutional conservatives. And now we're, I don't know, constitutional patriots? You know? I mean, every time those people, men and women, who believe in the Constitution are, you know, define themselves, these corrupt politicians say, oh, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Their actions say differently, but I'm one of them. All right? So you were a Republican, then the rhinos came in, then you were conservatives, then the rhinos said they're conservatives, so now you say you're constitutional conservatives, and, you know, it'll go on and on and on, you know? It will. So, all the names, you know, and it all started with Republicans. Have people changed? Has the party changed? I say both. People want action. The party, the Republican Party, wants compromise. Democrats want action and they don't compromise. So which party loses? Who loses? The members of the Republican Party, those who vote Republican? You know, hoping for that change, you know? Yeah, they're the ones that lose because they're the ones that want to compromise. Imagine if the Wisconsin GOP didn't compromise. Oh, well, Dan, they don't compromise. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They might not compromise in the way that you think, but as I mentioned before, 98 of our 99 representatives are useless in the state. They are. Because anything that they'll propose first has to go to Voss. And if he squashes it, it's done. You know? So whether he wants, well, he knows it, but whether or not you want to believe it or not, Voss, regardless of where you live in Wisconsin, whether you're Democrat or Republican, Voss is your rep. So, that's just my thoughts. So, if your rep must first promise you the world to get elected, then once elected, he or she may or must have to pay serious money to be heard in the body that they were elected,
then are required to follow those leaders of that elected party without question, you know, submit the their district needs to those powers before it ever reaches the floor, if it does. Who's in charge? Who is representing you? You know? I mean, the last thing that we want to hear, and we hear very often, is our rep saying, I tried. I just couldn't even get it to the floor. You know? So, again, you know, who's there for you? Well, your rep only depends if Voss does. You know? So, who's in charge? You or the party leadership? Well, I say not you, just because of the way it's set up. You see, if you could have the power that you're supposed to have, then what about those poor corporate donors? What about those donating special interest groups? You know, what about those our elected officials who have a personal gain at stake? Okay? Those are represented before you are. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you really believe that the Wisconsin, the RPW, the Wisconsin GOP, really cared if Michaels won, or if even Rebecca won, or even if Kevin stayed in and he won, or if Rantham won, they don't care. For them, as long as there's a Democrat in the governor's office, it is payday for them. Why? Because they're going to scream, we need money to fight these people. We need money. Please send us money. All right? That's what they do. Now, if everything was all kumbaya and you had the trifecta, you know, like in the Walker days and stuff, then they wouldn't be asking for so much money. Money would be going to different places. Voss wants that money. That's why he called himself the shadow governor. And he is. He is powerful. I mean, powerful. Behind his desk, you know, scheming up stuff. In person, he's a wimp. I mean, Justin and I ran across him at one of his events or at an event. And Justin talked to him and, you know, oh, you're the a-hole that talks about me, he says to Justin. And he comes over, Justin comes over, tells us, and we're all laughing. And so we start walking down a hallway. He comes through another hallway, turns our way, sees us, and hits an about face. And man, you could, he was like Speedy Gonzalez. He was out of there. So in person, he's nothing. He's nothing. He's like a keyboard warrior. Nothing. In his mama's basement. That is Voss. All right? Behind his desk, threatening your reps to do as he says, or, you know, he'll end their political career. That's it. You know, and for those of you that don't believe it, God bless your simple mind. Truly. God bless your simple mind. I mean, there's a reason that our founders came up with this little thing called the Constitution. I mean, but then there's a reason for these politicians to make you think that it's a meaningful document. But how meaningful is it if they don't abide by it? They change the rules. They make up all this crap. You know, so that makes you think that, yeah, you know, ooh, the Constitution, law of the land, you know, whatever, whatever. They skirt it every time they get a chance to. I mean, a simple little thing. If you are on Wall Street and you come up with a tip, you know, or find out something, you start trading on that tip, it's insider trading. But if I'm an elected official in Washington. And I know that we're going to pass a bill that's going to make some stock go way up or go way down. Then I know I can sell or buy. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, what's good for them is not good for you. So, you know, the Constitution is our symbol. It's our document that says that we're free. Okay? But, you know, as the powers that be, you see what they've done. I say the American spirit has been lost. Exceptionalism is out of style. Love of country, out of style. You know, in today's world, a lamp, a cup, and even a man can be a biological female. That's our country. Science is decided by a government, not by research and questioning the science. Can't do that. You know, free enterprise can be halted or started at any time by these ideological, power-grabbing, hungry SOBs in power. I mean, your desire to work and play must be approved first by those criminals. Your sovereignty as a person or as a country is up for grabs every 4 to 8 years, okay? I mean, it's just like, you know what? Yeah, we got laws, but we're not going to enforce them. You know? So if you ever, let's say, voted in a pedo file, I mean, we have, you know, they're out there. You know, and he decides he's not going to enforce pedophile laws, that's just it, you know? Not going to do it. Well, that's what they do with immigration law. Just not going to enforce it. You know, it's a law, but, you know, it's our policy not to follow it. You know, the hard work that your parents and grandparents put in, you know, belongs to the state. You know, in part at least, because they're going to tax you on it. You know? So generational wealth, you know, by your parents and grandparents to be passed on to you, you've got to pay. You got to pay to have it transferred to you, even though you lived through all the taxation that they'd already gone through. Okay? Just, you got to pay. It's not fair to those whose parents didn't do a damn thing or weren't able to do a damn thing. So you've got to pay. So, okay, well, where's that money going? That's going to somebody's pocket, not ours. You know, the blood of those that have fallen in battle, all right, are not forgotten by those of us who sent our young men and women into battle. Not forgotten by us. It's forgotten by our government because our servicemen are pawns for our government. You know, we've had wars that we should have never been involved in. I mean, the list goes on. We've been at war as a country, you know, around the world longer, more than we've ever been at peace. Crazy. You know, love of country, or I'm sorry, love of family comes with strings. You know, and this has been set forth by those who represent us, and we see this because of our schools, the indoctrination. You know, so your love of family, you're going to go through public education, then it comes with strings. You can love your family, but we're going to educate them this way. You have no say. All right, you have no say in your children. It's as if they own your children. I mean, the country's purse. I mean, we're so far in debt. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And if you complain, and if we had enough people complain, They'll just say, hey, we're sending out a $1,200 check, and everybody's just going to be happy in a clam. Say, okay, well, you know, well, we'll take the $1,200, but this is wrong, but we'll take it, you know. And then they end up funneling all this money that they're spending to themselves eventually. Some way or another, it comes back to them. Some way or another. Whether it's through power and influence or, you know, into some obscure bank account somewhere. Is that what you voted for? Do you feel like your voice is being represented? You know, I found this this posting by, Tristan. Tristan was the gentleman who worked for Rep Brantham, who was then later removed from Rep Brantham's office. And he later then resigned because of the crap that Speaker Voss did. And he wrote, Voss controls RAC, the RACC. So if all those legislators want a free ride, they need to pay Voss a minimum of $10,000. Now Voss, he manages the RAC fund. You know, so they have to pay a minimum of 10 grand when they get in. Voss uses that money for or against those he favors. He also heads the committees and appoints the chairs. So if you want to be someone important, then you have to do what he tells you. He also controls who you are allowed to have as staff and how much they are paid. He has the discretion to allocate tax money as he sees fit. And he puts in parentheses, Gableman. He controls whether or not your bills will be heard and can bury them or hijack them if he sees fit. He worked himself into a very comfortable position where he sits at the center of it all. And he manipulates the rest to fall in line, or he makes examples of them, of those who do not put fear into them, like Brantham and Branchin, so Janelle Branchin, for example. I believe he is also tied to the WEC deeply enough. That between that and the RAC and his RAC campaign money and connections he's made over the years, he is the one selecting who comes into office. He commands other reps to knock on doors for people he wants to stay. Let me stop right there. So he has an army of reps. So your rep, you might be in northeast or northwestern Wisconsin, but if Voss wants that your rep to go knock on doors for a rep in trouble down in the southern part of the state, then all he has to do is snap his fingers, I guess. So, you know, knock on doors for people he wants to stay and will intentionally fund opponents in primary elections if he doesn't like the incumbent. And I'll stop there. If he doesn't like the incumbent or other opponents on the primary that are, you know, up for election in the primary. He is beyond a shadow of a doubt the most evil man in Wisconsin. Wow. That's from Tristan. He worked for Rep Brantham. So there's that. That's from the inside, all right? Now, we've been saying it for a long time. Pay to play. If your rep doesn't pay, he don't play. And if he don't play, he don't represent you. And if he pays and you think you're represented, it all depends on whether or not Voss will allow that rep to represent you. So, wow. Wow. So how do we change it? Now, here we're going to get into how do we change this. we can keep going to the polls and voting for that Democrat or that Republican so that he then gives Voss money so then Voss controls him. That same thing, different day. You know, same thing, different election cycle. That's our plan. Well, I have a plan. I have a dream. I do. And it's a plan. The Badger State Resistance can't do it alone. Okay? We can't. And we know we have people out there. All right? But not enough. We can't do it alone. The effort to change will need you. If you are not part of it, then, you know, we can't continue to bitch and moan that things don't change, you know. And it's not going to be easy. The establishment will make you out to be a crazy, like they do with me all the time, okay. They either tell us that we're crazy or they ignore us in hopes that you may not hear us. But that hasn't worked. That hasn't worked. So they're going to make you out to be a crazy. If they haven't done it already. All right. So many of you have already been labeled as crazies by the RPW, by the Voss establishment, and their propagandists. Okay. All right. But if you want to be heard, if you want to be represented, then here it goes. I'm joining the Constitutional Party. The Constitution Party. Yes. I'm joining the Constitution Party. Now you say, well, Dan, you know, Republicans, that's the way to go. We need to change. We need to fix it from within. Well, if you take a look at the Constitution Party, it is what the Republican Party started out to be. Yes. That's the Republican Party that I joined. All right. The Republican Party that, you know, was the party of good. Now it's become the party of how much money can I make? All right. So the Constitution Party is a perfect example of where the Republican Party started but has since left. So I'm joining the Constitution Party. I am. And you can reach them or check them out at least at www.constitutionpartyofwisconsin.com. Okay? So I'm saying join us. Join us. Then those of us patriots, we need to step up. We need to find people. We need to find people to also join and step up. And then we need to have people step up and run for office under the Constitution Party. Okay? We need people to run for the assembly. Not for governor, not for lieutenant governor, not for secretary of state. No, forget it. For the assembly. Yes. Imagine if Voss didn't control the assembly or needed to reach out to another caucus and say, hey, I need your help. If not, I'm not going to get this passed. Do you think that's not powerful? So we need people to run for the assembly. And once we have identified those candidates, we need to support them. I mean, truly support them. You know, I mean, we need to get out and knock doors for them. We need to blast social media with it. We need to call our friends. It almost needs to be the Amway way of doing things. You need to call friends and family ASAP. Once you've gotten through to them, then you go after everybody else around you. I mean, literally. But this here is for real change. You need to advocate for these candidates. You know, do whatever it takes to get them elected. And you know what the good thing is? We wouldn't need to worry about a primary. We wouldn't have to worry about the RPW. We wouldn't have to worry about any of that. All right? We wouldn't have to. And remember, this doesn't mean that you can't vote Republican. It means that, hey, you know, if we got a candidate that you would like to vote for that's Republican, all right, in, let's say, the executive branch, go for it. Or even for Senate or the House, all right? Or even if we don't have a Constitution Party candidate in your district, then you can vote Republican. All right? It's not saying you can't, at that point, you're done, you can't vote. No. Continue to vote. Because even though they're corrupt, you know, that is better than the Democrats. Okay? It just means that we need to get enough people in the assembly and create a caucus. So we need to get people voted into the assembly. I mean, these members would then not be part of Robin Voss's pay to play. Imagine that. Oh, my God. Wait, I need that money, Voss says. No, they won't have to pay those that 10 grand to be a part of it. Oh, but then, then they won't get a committee seat. Well, do you think so? Voss will need them. If we can get enough of them in, he will need that caucus of Constitution Party assembly members to get anything passed. That's power. That's power. Trying to change, you know, the square wheel that we have in the assembly and make it round again, that's almost impossible. It's been infiltrated. It's got it is a cesspool. The only way to do it is from coming in from the outside and going in and saying, okay, you want something passed? It's going to cost you. Voss won't have the choice to go ahead and sell those committee assignments. I mean, he's imagine if you get your Constitution Party assembly members to get together and say, yeah, you know what? I understand you got some stuff you'd like to pass, but, you know, don't know if we can support you on that. We'll take the assembly, the committee assignments. If not, then you may not count on us. You see, we need to play the game that they're playing. The game that they've been playing amongst themselves and pushing onto us with inaction on their part to represent us. So we need to be able to take the fight to them. Voss will need votes on bills if constitutional. Then, you know, we can work with them. If they're unconstitutional, guess what? He's not going to get our approval and he would not get anything passed. So it's going to cost him. You know? He'll need to move forward with good common sense legislation, you know. If not, our caucus will not allow it to go forward. Imagine Voss not having the power to tell your rep what he can and can't do. You know, and then, you know, having our people in, we'll find out what politicians didn't vote for any of our new bills, you know, that will be constitutional, all right? And if we get reps that don't, whether they're Democrat or Republican, then we know what districts to target in the following election, all right? in the process, begin the process of having them, you know, these people removed. That's what we need to do. But it's so much easier when we create our own caucus. So we need to join in. And it's time to fight that uniparty. It really is. You know, so we need to create, for starters, just for starters, we need to create an army. An army on the ground, you know, for starters. That's the first thing. You got one of our reps is running. You know, we call on all our soldiers, all our patriots to come. We'll meet up at some parking lot and say, okay, this is a plan of action. We're knocking on every door in this district. We're going to leave literature. We're going to educate. Can't rely on social media to educate, because then all you just need is a couple, you know, simple-minded folks to come in there and undermine you. But, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face, and do some real education, okay? And that's the way we're going to fight this uniparty. And it's by creating a ground army. Not two or three. Not those that say, oh, God, I wish, but, you know, I got to feed the chickens. Well, feed them real quick and get your butt on the road. All right? Simple as that. I mean, for once, wouldn't it be great for once? We led the nation. We led, in Wisconsin, the nation. I mean, let us be the ones that said, no more. No more. Because we're leading the nation. We have a plan. Now, we can jumpstart this. And this is going to tick off a bunch of people. Maybe even these reps. I don't know. But we can jumpstart this by calling the following reps. Call Janelle Branchin, Assembly District 22. Chuck Wiggers, Assembly District 83. And even a guy who wants to be a patriot but has been kicked in the gonads, castrated, and who knows what else by Voss. That would be Elijah Banky of the 89th District. And we call them all up. Janelle, you can call her at 608-267-2367. Chuck of the 83rd District, 608-266-3363. And Elijah Banky at 602. I'm sorry, that'd be Arizona. 608. Now, did I say 608 on all of them? Let's go back, just in case, because get going. Janelle Branchin, 608-267-2367. Chuck, 83rd District, 608-266-3363, and Elijah Banky, who wants to be a patriot, okay, and call him up at 608-266-2343, and let them know that we're offering them a lifeboat. Yes, a lifeboat, because the boat is sinking. We can make that boat sink. We're that submarine, baby, and we're going to sink that boat because it's corrupt. It's corrupt. And tell them to join to leave the Republican Party and join the Constitution Party. They can do that. We've seen it in Washington. They just say, hey, you know what? I'm done with you guys. Now, they're going to say, oh, my God, you know, if I did that, my political career, blah, blah. You know what? I don't think you're liked all that much by the powers that be. I don't think so. You know? So it may be time for you to say, you know what? I want to do what's right. I haven't been allowed to do what's right. I'm being offered a lifeboat to join the Constitution Party. And if the three of them decided to do it, don't count on it. But if they decided to say, you know what, enough is enough, we would have three right there. Caucus already started. Okay, the assembly. And in 2 years, we'll send them more members. All right? That would be great. And they'll know. If we step up, they will know. They will have an army of patriots to knock doors and do whatever it takes for them come re-election time. Okay? Now, keep in mind, we're not just going after the Republicans. We're going after moderate Democrats as well. See, there are moderate Democrats that believe in the Constitution. Problem is the party, the Democrat Party, has been hijacked by extremists. So we have access to the Democrats. We also have access to the Libertarians, because not all of them are crazy. There are some great Libertarians out there. And then there's others, man. I'm a socialist Libertarian. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty Libertarian. I don't know. So, it's time to understand that if you can't fix what's broken, it's time to replace it. And that time is now. Not tomorrow. Not day after tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. All right? It's now. The time is now. And we're going to get hate from the propagandist rhino media that we have in this state. And I've got a phone call. I wonder who it's from. Oh, is it the Constitution Party? I believe so. But anyways, let me go ahead and... All right, so I'll call them here in a couple of minutes. So the time is now, all right? So I'm used to taking the hate. I really am. I'm used to taking the hate from these rhinos and Democrats and stuff, but I take it as a badge of honor. And I want you to join fellow patriots in wearing that badge of honor. We need to stop feeding the RPW and those who have corrupted our state. Take a stand and be heard. Join us. Share us. Win with us. Or we can all just die together. BSR Dan, or my email is 1848bsrdan@gmail.com. Let's talk. Let's unite. Let's take back what was stolen from us by the political organized crime syndicates. All right? Take care. Talk to you soon.